Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Z Scott, the SEO queen, and I'm here with Mr. Corey Rashone, and we're going to get down to business with SEO. Corey is such a great friend and also the founder and CEO of DPVN. It's an online video network. He's based out of New York, and I reached out to him in preparation for this show because he is the one who convinced me that video was important, and he also convinced me to offer website design as a service for my clients many years ago. And I wanted to introduce you guys to the fabulous wife, Corey Rashone. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Zia. I appreciate that.
Yes, yes, yes. You're doing some great things on your network. I love the is it the Porch Concert series that you're doing?
Oh, that actually was a client and soon-to-be partner of mine. We were working with Cincinnati Black Pride, actually, and it mm-hmm. is a showcase that he actually does out of Cincinnati, or did, let me say that, since the pandemic, out of mm-hmm. Cincinnati. So we'll be working together. They actually have a channel now on DPVN.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. So that's amazing. Just yeah. I remember when you were, you know, making the plans for where you are today, you know, this has been quite a journey.
Oh, yeah.
So this podcast is all about SEO, but before I give you my first question, I wanted to share a few statistics with our listeners about video. So according to HubSpot, 81% of businesses are using video as a marketing tool. And by 2022, online videos will make up more than 82% of all consumer internet traffic, 15 times higher than it was in 2017, just a short 3 years ago, according to Cisco. And 72% of customers rather learn about products and services via video. And this statistic is brought to us by HubSpot. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
I remember when video, I think the last time you and I looked at marketing statistics, YouTube video marketing was used by only 9% of businesses.
Probably so, because it was a while back.
Yeah.
But it's funny, the statistics that you are stating now, I'm wondering, those were reported this year. I'm going to predict that it's going to be higher for the simple reason that I think that as businesses are learning how to incorporate the newness of the internet and media, that they will be moving more towards using video as a means to sell their products. Even with DPVN, we have a Shopify channel. I think we were talking about that years ago, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm still, it's a learning curve for a lot of small and mid-sized businesses. A lot of them are still on that, I need 40,000 products, right, to sell online. But the the math that I use, the business is in control of how much product they have. And it's just announced that if you only have 15 products, that it's 15 or 50 or 100 at the time, and, you know, take the back orders. And I really, once, you know, businesses really get used to, it's so funny because I've been in the Zoom world since Zoom started. So,
right, we've been doing video conferencing for a long time.
A long time. Like I'm in this 20 years plus now. So, I started doing video out of my home in 2004. So I've been with video for a very long time. So when Zoom came along, I'm like, oh, this is just sweet, and I'm telling people that I've been in a pandemic situation or a social distancing situation most of my business life, because I started in technology and digital media in the late 1900s. So this is not new to me. It's just going to take. I'm ready for the business come my way. I'm just waiting for people to really wake up to that we're in a newness, and businesses are going to have to also change if they want to stay alive in this era that we're in.
Right, that's a great point. You know, there is quite an interesting dichotomy, you know, happening in the SEO world because, you know, we already know that, you know, inbound marketing is costs about 61% less than outbound leads, you know, outbound leads being your, you know, your TV, your billboards, your radio. And, you know, that's according to Search Engine Journal. However, the biggest inbound marketing channel, inbound marketing being that you can target which people you pull in, is social media, and YouTube is a social network. So this is really important for, you know, business owners to put out that video. I know Connected Women of Influence has been doing a great job of creating video content, and we also have our Sue Talk coming up on, let me get my calendar. I know it's next week. It is July 14th. From 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. If you go to connectedwomenofinfluence.com, you can always purchase a ticket or reserve a seat, depending on if you're a member or not. And, you know, this is just a video generated from Sue Talks is definitely powerful. So one statistic I wanted to share, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, Corey, is that executives, 59% of executives would rather, you know, watch video than read text. And then viewers also retain 95% of video content versus 10% in text. So what are your thoughts about that?
They're correct. I'm one of those executives that I rather watch video. I rather learn from video. It's quick. It's easy. It's on demand. So, you know, I can to read through to find what it is that I need is cumbersome.
Right.
The world moves fast, and video works with that fast-moving world, especially when it comes to learning or trying to really hone in, because you're using the senses. You're using the audio. You're using the video. And at the same time, especially for those, let's just say I'm a cook and I do love to cook, folks. So if I'm learning how to cook something, I can actually be watching and doing at the same time. So, you know, your whole body is actually kind of in involved in the video aspect of things. And it tugs on your senses. If you're selling a product, you can actually see how that product can be used. You really don't have to think much. Or from that video, it allows you to think further. So, you know, video has a wide range of the way that it's used to promote and to sell product or to deliver information to a person. The best thing that I like about video is the means of being able to connect with the person that is delivering the information. Whether you have an actor or you're actually the CEO of the company delivering that information, it definitely connects you. And if you know in marketing that people buy from people that they are familiar with or people that they know, so that too is, again, why the viewers, not only are they retaining the information, but they feel like they got to connect choose a particular person that delivered that information to them. So now they feel like, oh, you know, I'm at home with this particular person, and they buy based on brand, or they buy based on personality, or they saw something about that person that they too can relate to. Let's just say, you know, you're wearing red glasses. Like, oh, I wanted those glasses too. And so you're really connecting to your audience when you're using video in some form or fashion. You may not know how, but you are. So I definitely agree with those stats.
So
and let me just say too that visual always sticks with you. It's how our minds work. It's like you don't base your memory on your past based on what you read, but it's what you've experienced and seen and smelled. And so that's too why that 95% is why a person really is able to remember a product, because they've seen it.
Right. So I would be remiss as the SEO queen if I didn't talk about the importance of keywords when you're preparing your video for dissemination on these platforms like YouTube and Vimeo and, you know, countless others. So, you know, it's important to have your keywords and the actual file name of your video. It's important for you to have the keywords in your title of the video as you're uploading it to YouTube. And you also want to make sure that your description is 300 to 500 words that contains not only a link to your target website, but also has a call to action and utilizes your target keywords. So, Corey, I have a question for you. How often when you're searching for information on Google, do you click on the video tab?
What was the first part of that question? How soon?
How often?
How often?
Click on the video tab.
Wow, that's a good question. How often? Probably three quarters of the time will I choose video off over any other form.
Wow.
Because
I
do like looking at images too, but video is three quarters of the time. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely important to note, because, you know, video is very important, and Google does categorize media types in its search results. We call this vertical search. So what other trends are you seeing happening in with video marketing today?
That's a good. For some reason, I had a feeling you were going to ask that question.
Feeling.
Yeah, I did. What am I seeing in trends? It's funny that you asked that, but I do want to say first, when you were talking about you know, having those keywords, I want the audience to know that you are the queen of definitely keywords. I just want people to know that Lady Z has helped me a lot when it came to the SEO aspects of my business. So I just want to put that little blast out there.
Thank you for that shout out. And I did not pay him to say that.
No, she did not. She did not. I believe in giving credit where credit is due. You are awesome with coming up with the words that are needed for a person to be seen. But to get back to your question, the trends. It's hard for me to even call it trends, because it's what I've been doing for the past 20 years. So what I see more people getting involved with is the whole Zoom aspect of being able to do their business via video. I will love to say what I would like to see trending more is the QVC aspect of businesses. They're using, I'm loving to see, you know, how people are using Facebook Live, YouTube Live, to really connect with their audience. Some of the things that I would like to see more of, though, is putting the professional in the mix. It's great to come from your home and present or to say what it is that you need to say using video as your platform or your means. But we need to step the game up because we're in a social distancing era right now that is not going to go away anytime soon. From teaching classes to presenting product to explaining your services, what I would like to see more from professionals is really honing in on the craft of presentation. I'm not seeing that trending enough for me, but maybe I'm in TV and into art and entertainment, so maybe I have a critical eye there, but
well,
I would
you
really...
know what? I'm woman enough to admit that, you know, I'm not the best when it comes to video production. That is really not my zone of genius.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we recently, you know, another strategic partner and I, we, Cassandra Calloway, we did a 24-hour Facebook Live, and in the debriefing, we talked about, you know, the quality of the video, the lighting, the positioning on some
mm-hmm.
of the segments, and so that is definitely something that I know I can improve on, and I'm sure some of our listeners can too. And, what tips do you have for business owners as they're, you know, either going live real quick from their phone or if they're, you know, recording something on their laptop or, you know, as they attempt to hire a videographer to help them put together something that resonates with their audience? What steps would you say are universal regardless of your niche?
Sound and lighting are key. I really want people sound, lighting, and presentation. Continue to dress up like you're going to work. Don't get too relaxed on your casual unless that is your brand. Really know your visual brand. And really key up on your lighting and your audio. That's key. How can you sell if the person doesn't know what you're saying or you're being interrupted? I would even if you've done a few live videos, is to go back and look at what you've done, and you may have to increase your bandwidth or find another provider that can really give you the quality of service that you need when you go Wi-Fi, whether it's from your cell phone or your computer. Really invest in good equipment. And actually on doubleproductions.com, if you go to creators, I actually have a page where I'm using other YouTubers that are talking about the quality of equipment there. But lighting, the best lighting, to tell you the truth, is natural lighting. You can't go wrong with natural lighting. If you've got a place in your home where there's a nice big picture window and you've got some not too bright, the best time to actually shoot any video or photography is doing a partly cloudy kind of day, especially even if you're outside and you do anything. But you don't want the sun to burn you out either. But, you know, if you've got some really good natural light coming into your home, natural lighting is the best lighting that anybody can really put themselves in front of. But if you don't have that, take the lampshades off, get that natural light, don't put it too close to you, but just have that room lit from the front and the back and make sure that your audio is really well. And practice. and practice. You're telling a story. You need the beginning, the middle, and the end. So actually know what you're presenting first. Always breathe. Don't talk too fast. Kind of slow it down and really present. And I think that, not that I think, I know, that would actually make a better video. But practice at home. And the thing about Facebook that I like is that you can go live and only put it up for yourself so that nobody else sees it. So, you know, there are you can unlist it on YouTube. So really practice your presentation before you put it out there. Get opinions back from friends and family if you could. Whether they understood what you were saying, if they were able to hear what you were saying, and how it came across from you. And it is really interesting that no matter how we move in life, television will always be a journey of many. It takes a team to really put something together, and having that feedback will actually help you. So find people that you can trust, that trust you and know you and know your business, and have them give you some really good feedback on your presentation, your visual, and your audio.
Wow. Those were some amazing, amazing golden nuggets. Presentation, good lighting, good sound. That is amazing. You hit on so many great, great points. So,
thank you.
You know, I know we have a few minutes left. How can people connect with you online?
Well, they can definitely find me at my website, Double E Productions, and that's the word double with two E's, productions with an S, .com. That is the parent company for all that I do, like DPVN, which is our television network, which is DavidPeterVictorNancy.net, and ULIS Media, which is a directory for all things DPVN, so that's where you'll find our creators as well. You definitely can find me on Facebook under Double E Productions. Double E Productions LLC, that will come up there. On Twitter, I think I am Corey. What am I on Twitter? I am Deep C, DPSEE on Twitter. I keep forgetting my Twitter handle. DPC on Twitter, and then I'm Corey Rishon on Instagram. I'm starting to post more there now. So you can find me at Double E Productions on Instagram.
So rapid fire round.
Okay.
So I talked about video on YouTube. So let's talk about, we touched on Facebook. So let's talk about video on Instagram and LinkedIn. So can we go one tip for one tip? We'll alternate.
Okay.
Okay, so on Instagram, when you're posting a video, you want to make sure that if you have a long-form video that you post it onto Instagram TV, and you can actually post to Instagram TV from your computer. And I'm going to give a two-part tip, and you want to use no more than 30 hashtags on your post.
Right.
So go ahead, okay. A tip for Instagram.
Tip for Instagram. Keep it concise. In your, what do you have, 30 seconds or more? Just keep it concise and focused.
Okay, so LinkedIn. Tip I have for LinkedIn, don't be afraid when you're posting video content to tag people in the post or tag people in the comments. People appreciate when you share information. That's my tip.
Okay. For video on Instagram,
LinkedIn. We're on LinkedIn.
I mean
now.
LinkedIn, I'm sorry. Yeah, video on LinkedIn. You're talking to CEOs, so keep it B2B. That would be my name. Keep it B2B. People are there for business. Keep it B2B.
Right,
and
right.
Add what Z just said. Yeah.
Yeah, so Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Twitter, I love Twitter. Your video there should really be fun. Fun and interesting. Fun and interesting video for Twitter. Sure.
My tip with using video on Twitter is don't be afraid to engage in conversations with people on Twitter. That's my tip.
Okay.
Engage meaning commenting, liking, retweeting, because, you know, reciprocation is the name of the game on all social media platforms.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have a few more minutes left here, and this episode is all about using video to increase your visibility on search engines. And we talked about how Google has multiple categories. It has the all web results, it has the image results, it has the video results and news results as like the top categories. There's some other ones, but those are the ones that are really popular that people are really utilizing. And the bottom line, when you get down to business with SEO, is that you get more traffic and visibility when you create original content that utilizes the language of your keywords, the keywords that your target prospects and customers are looking for you by. Now, according to Corey Rochon, he shared with us, you want to make high-quality content that has excellent lighting, excellent sound, excellent presentation. It's important to put forethought into your videos before you release them into cyberspace. And you also want to create unique and interesting videos. And don't forget to post your videos with links in the caption to drive traffic to your website. You want to make sure that you are utilizing all the ways you can share hyperlinks, because if you don't have a hyperlink, you definitely diminish the probability that people will click through and go to your website. And again, you want to use your keywords in your video file name, title, and caption. And don't forget your call to action. I think we can dedicate the last 5 minutes or 4 minutes to the ever-challenging call to action. Corey, what are your thoughts about proper utilization of a call to action in video marketing to drive traffic?
It is 100% the thing you have to do. You're not putting a video up there to gain ratings or to win an Oscar. You're actually putting a video up there to bring people into your business and to get to know you. You want to invite. A video is the best thing, inviting people to either your website, to call you, to email you, to purchase something. So that call to action, let them know what they have to do. Invite them to do. Let them know that you're open. So it is very important to have that call to action. And I think that call to action should have happened at least 3 to 5 times within that video. Invite them. You know, that's where that memory, that survey that you talked about, what people remember, is where do they go? How do they get in contact with you? So it's very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I agree with you 100% on that call to action. And, you know, if you want to learn more about the tactics and strategies that you can use to get down to business with SEO in your own business, you can always go to the SEOqueen.net and download 101 Ways to Improve Your Business, Your Marketing and Sales. It's a free ebook I've written. It's called 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. You can just go to the SEOqueen.net and feel free to download it. It's in the footer, and you can just click it right there. So, Corey, please share with our listeners how they can connect with you again as well.
Sure. They can definitely reach me on all my platforms by going to EEProductions.com. So EEProductions.com. There you can find everything about me, about the services we provide, and my social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as YouTube.
Well, excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Corey, for coming on to Getting Down to Business with SEO with the SEO Queen on Women Lead Radio, a network of connected women of influence. And finally, I want to say happy anniversary to my beautiful parents who have been married for 43 years. I want to wish them all the love in the world and say congratulations. And thank you so much for listening. And until next time.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.